the emergency break of the week, brought to you by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing.
Real quick, by the way, scatter shooting, which was brought to you by Twin Peaks.
I don't know if I mentioned that.
But
thank you very much.
Yeah.
Great sponsor.
Yes.
We will bring you three candidates, and you can vote. 888-787-1310. Line them up. And our first candidate comes from this very show, Mr. Mark Elfenbein. On Tuesday, you were very locked into your NBA.
Oh.
I mean, so locked in.
Oh, no.
Nobody could stop you except for yourself. Maybe. On the ticket.
I miss seeing Bird and Dominique in that magical game they had years ago when the Celtics and the Hawks played. Bird had like 30 in the fourth quarter. Dominique had like 35, whatever it was. And it was just your turn, my turn, your let's go. Let me see if I can blow you. Okay, stop that.
Whoa.
Blow by you. Don't go there. don't go there.
You did it.
I know I did it.
Oh,
I'm sorry for that. And you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And
we
I
got
want-
dumped. We, did we get that? Just kidding.
What happened there?
Right there! I don't know.
I'll let you explain yourself.
I don't have any explanation.
This is a program for with kids listening, everything, and that is what you do.
My dreidel stopped spinning.
You were so focused on Mavericks, Christmas Day.
My deepest apologies.
He was just hungry. He ate a word.
Yeah. Let's listen one more time.
I miss seeing Bird and Dominique in that magical game they had years ago when the Celtics and the Hawks played. Bird had like 30 in the fourth quarter. Dominique had like 35, whatever it was. And it was just your turn, my turn, your let's go. Let me see if I can blow you. Okay, stop that.
Whoa.
Blow by you. Don't go there. don't go there.
You did it.
I know I did it.
Oh,
I'm sorry
gosh.
For that. And you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And
we
I
got
want-
dumped. We, did we get that? Just kidding.
I was hoping you forgot about that.
Oh, we don't forget anything, especially when I have to pay attention to all e-brakes all the time.
God, give me strength.
And the funny part was you caught yourself immediately. You knew exactly what just happened.
I'm like going, oh, hello, Friday.
Hilarious. There's Elf as candidate number one. Candidate number two, who else? The great one. The GOAT, Norman Hitchkiss. He had his Normathon yesterday, and you can only imagine doing 14 hours that something would happen. And maybe a couple things happen.
Uh-oh.
But he had Dale Hansen and Randy Galloway on, as he has the past couple years. All three of them, what could go wrong? They come back from break, and Norm has a problem with his mic.
Live from Crest Luxury Cars of Frisco, it's Normathon namesake Norm Hitzkus and the Tick of T on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Whoop, Norm, turn your microphone on. What'd you do? Hey, welcome to Galloway and Hanson on the ticket.
No, we had to get rid of Norm.
Well, it was only a matter of time before we took over the whole show.
We'll be here until 9 tonight. Yeah. Stop on by. Free beer, free women, whatever.
I think the first one's working now. So
it's okay.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Handed the show right on over
That's
to Dale and Randy.
Funny.
I don't know what was going on with his mic yesterday, because we had a similar situation with Troy at 8 o'clock, where if you were listening, Norm had something in his throat as we were laughing behind the scenes back here, because apparently he had a cough button, and I don't know if it was working or he wasn't using it, and he was clearing his throat way too much, and then eventually his cough button got stuck. And that's why we had an issue with Troy. I was like, what happened to them? I think that might have happened here, where maybe his cough button got stuck again. And let's listen one more time.
Live from Crest Luxury Cars of Frisco, it's Normathon namesake Norm Hitzkus and the Tick of T on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Whoop. Norm, turn your microphone on. What'd you do? Hey, welcome to Galloway and Hanson on the ticket today.
We had to get rid of Norm.
Well, it was only a matter of time before we took over the whole show.
That's here. Right. We'll be here until 9 tonight. Yeah. Stop on by. Free beer, free women, whatever.
Man, that brings back so many.
Well, now I think I think the first one's working now. So
it's okay.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Norm is like Manu Ginobili. Just comes off the bench and delivers immediately.
Incredible.
That was great.
Doesn't need any practice.
No.
Just right back into the game. Just throwing him up from downtown. Yeah. You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Well done.
All right, Norm, candidate number two, candidate number three. Our board out for Monday and Tuesday, EA is odd.
Ah.
But this does not come from Monday or Tuesday. This comes from Sunday morning on Elf Show, if you're familiar, 7 to 9. You guys were having a college football discussion, and I believe Travis, EA, they were chiming in. But EA forgot to turn his mic off as he was trying to use the talk back button to talk to Travis.
So we got Texas and Arizona State. Ohio State, Oregon, the rematch. That should be fantastic. Penn State, Boise State. I saw Penn State's a 13-point favorite on them, if I'm not mistaken. Something like that.
Peach Bowl is New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. Okay, yep. Thank you. And then you have Notre Dame against Georgia. So you have Texas, Arizona State, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Boise State, Notre Dame, Georgia. And
is it New Year's Day this week?
That should be kind of fun. We should really look forward to all that
Sorry,
stuff.
Didn't know I was on.
That's it. You're on the end. Don't worry. We got it all. Look, we had Harry Carey and Howard Cosell doing tickers earlier. We got it all. It's all kinds of fakakta today.
That was another candidate that we almost had this week was your ticker on Sunday.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, Travis with the, well, it's on New Year's Day, and then EA trying to talk back to the other room without being on air, and, well.
Also, I love the mumbling.
Yeah, let me see if I have that. Let me see.
Is it New Year's Day this week?
Of course.
Let's listen one more time.
So we got Texas and Arizona State. Ohio State, Oregon, the rematch. That should be fantastic. Penn State, Boise State. I saw Penn State's a 13-point favorite on them, if I'm not mistaken. Something like that.
Peach Bowl is New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. Okay, yep. Thank you. And then you have Notre Dame against Georgia. So you have Texas, Arizona State, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Boise State, Notre Dame, Georgia. And
is it New Year's Day this week?
That should be kind of fun. We should really look forward to all that
Sorry,
stuff.
Didn't know I was on.
That's it. You're on.
See that? It's that last one.
We had Harry Carey and Howard Cosell doing tickers earlier. We got it all. All kinds of fakakta today. Were they actually words or were just whatever?
I don't know what he said there at the end. I have no idea.
Hold on, let's see.
That should be kind of fun. We should really look forward to all that
Sorry,
stuff.
Sorry, didn't know I was on.
That's it. You're on.
What is he saying there?
That's just, I'm trying
Sorry,
to figure
I didn't
out
know
is.
I was on the air is what he tried to say, but it sounded like Sorry, I didn't know I was on.
All that
Sorry,
stuff.
Didn't know I was on.
That's it. You're
okay. EA's been known to have mic issues. It's usually that it's not on or in program, and this time it was on and in program.
That's
and,
of course.
And not off. So,
yeah.
Wow, incredible. All right, so we got Elf as
strong three candidates.
Candidate number one, Norm, candidate number two, EA, candidate number three. And let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yes, it's the Elf and Tom Curry show.
Yes.
Hey, it's Cruz and Lito.
What's up, Cruz?
What's up?
I wonder if caller Brady Tom would consider changing his name.
Hmm.
No. And I vote for EA.
All right.
Yeah, it was a good call. Were you on air? Oh.
Okay. There's another one.
I thought I said that on air. All right, anyways. Caller, you're on the air. Who wins the break?
It's time for the vote. Dr. Sanjay Gupta is insurance adjuster. Elf. Hey, Ruben. Stan and Dursky, Ruben's boss. Give me Mark. Mazel. Good things.
There you go. Vote for Elf.
I don't know what the hell that was.
Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. This is Avery. I vote for Elf number one.
All right.
Elf number one again. Two votes for Elf. You're on your way. Candidate. Hello, you are on the ticket.
Come on, I am radio.
Maybe.
Yes.
Unreal.
Hey, not neither. I want to vote for Norm Adolf Hitler Hitchkiss, just so you know. And y'all.
Thank you.
Adolf Hitler Hitchkiss. I know. Very, very straight to the point.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello, who wins the e-break?
Hey, this is Kip from JR's Bar and Grill. Just want to let Mark know his VIP table is ready for tonight at 8 o'clock. We put the P in VIP.
There's a vote for Elf.
That is three for Elf.
Ay vey.
Caller, you are on the ticket. Who, you are not on the ticket.
Hey.
Are you on the ticket? Who wins the e-break?
Yes, this is Mike in Duncanville, and I'd like to vote for my leader, Norm.
Norman Hitchkiss. No middle name that time. All right. All right, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break of the week?
Hello. Is this the AM Talking Box?
This is Fake Michelle Wee, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the Fake Michelle Wee. Thank you for knowing that.
You're welcome.
George Dunham has locked me in the doghouse of Winston Waffles again.
Again? Oh, no.
Yes, it is very cold at Argyle.
There's been a lot of rain, too. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I know, and he needs to roof the doghouse because it has missing shingles.
Okay, do you have a vote?
I do. I want to vote for Giorgio's explosive diarrhea. I love you.
Well, unfortunately, that is not an option.
That's not an option.
The Dunham Zone is not here right now. Okay. Caller, you are on the ticket, maybe. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me Gay Mark.
All right. That's four.
Four, one away, Mark. One away. Is this the deciding vote? Hello. You are on the ticket. E-break.
Dane Miner calling a fentanyl-induced haze from the affordable side of the Metroplex. Vote responsibly for Guam's favorite Jew, Mark Elfenbein.
There you go.
And we have
a winner.
Mark Elfenbein. God. How did you do it? How did you pull it off? Let's hear.
I miss seeing Bird and Dominique in that magical game they had years ago when the Celtics and the Hawks played. Bird had like 30 in the fourth quarter. Dominique had like 35, whatever it was. And it was just your turn, my turn, your let's go. Let me see if I can blow you. Stop that.
Whoa.
Blow by you. Don't go there. Don't go there.
You did it.
I know I did it. Oh, I'm sorry gosh. For that. And you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And
we
I
got
want-
dumped. Did we get that? Just kidding.
Is that my first win ever?
That is your second win ever.
Okay. I know it's been 33 years.
Did
here,
he win but... for Tomlin?
No, I think I won for Troy. Didn't I win when Aikman, I hashtag versus pound 1310? I don't know.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if you knew the one.
That was the I. That's
Those
something...
are the two that come to my mind.
Was it your suggestion for how to do an all-star game?
No, I don't think that one.
No,
it didn't win.
That was too recent.
The two that come to mind is either the Troy
Aikman
one or the Mike Tomlin.
What was the Mike Tomlin one?
The one where about standing for the anthem.
Oh, or the baking
where you
sheet?
Got ball sacked.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I did.
Well, yes, that is your second win. You're only 137 behind the guy you beat, Norman Rat Beef Hitchkiss.
Wow. Let me see if I can blow you. Stop it.
You said it.
Also, I like the condensed version is great because he could
like
be talking
it.
To anyone
no,
when you don't
like,
know when
I
you
don't like
know
it
the,
at all.
When you don't know the context of the full clip, he could
Stop
literally
it.
Be talking to anybody.
Let
that
me
is,
see if I can blow you.
That is great stuff.
Oh my god! I
well,
go home.
You are a winner, Elf, and I am proud of you.
Oh man.